If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore. And it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level, download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200 plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
200 Plums, the big pod for the big boys.
We are quick to burn bridges at this show.
Nick Butler, I'm like, the fuck's that?
Fuck up, Trace.
I hope it's just tight, mate.
Even the term raw dog is a bit weird.
Have some fun and talk about edging.
Fuck, you're big.
Donks, farting, edging. What is this podcast?
Please tell me this isn't the case. Has your cameraman gone and had a shit in our toilet?
Apologies for this.
Yes, it is. 200 plus, we're here. Now, Goz isn't here. He's off in Italy making babies. But never fear, brothers and sisters, because Chom is here. Brother Chom. Good to have you.
It's great to be back, lads. Yes. It really is.
You look good. How do you feel? You better give us the Doc Larkin's ankle update before we go any further.
No, it's coming along well. Got home my moon boot 2 days ago. Feel good. I'm off the couch, back into the bed. That's been a big one. So hopefully back in 7 more weeks from now. So it's happy days.
That's nice. And are you back on light duties at the club or are you still Netflix and chilling?
Nah, back in at the club, mate.
Okay, yeah. That's cool. I didn't know how much sort of ankle leave you get.
Yeah, just 2 weeks.
Okay. Yeah. And so what sort of stuff are you doing? Boxing and
yeah,
bike?
Seated boxing. Nah, oh,
that's
not the bike,
seated yet. Boxing. Oh, what, shit, just mate. Above your head?
It's shit, yeah, yeah. Piss and stuff cuts. It's not great.
No, that's not cool. That's
abusing
kids. You get shoulder tendonitis.
Fair bit of cod, yeah.
Yeah, a bit of cod.
Bit of abusiveness on cod, yes.
Any hands on the pill?
Yeah, so did speak. A little bit of touch today.
Yep.
That was shit ass, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, there's nothing worse when you see like someone that's sat down doing some touch. You're just like,
no, oh, seated touch dreaded. On your yeah. knees. No,
seated.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who's in the rehab group? If you've got a stinky rehab group, this is going to be a long 7 weeks for you.
No, we've just been bolstered up. We had a fair few injuries on the weekend. LDU comes in, Flinny Perez.
Oh, of course, you've got a draftee. Few A-graders.
Yeah, yeah, a few A-graders. Jack Marnie, another draftee of mine. So it's a good crew.
Big Rooney in there.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah. I like this. How are you? Just cracking gags.
I'm good. Like have this. You seen Rooney?
No, who's Rooney?
Yeah, Marnie.
Jack Marnie.
Oh, Marnie. Yeah, like yeah, I see. He's down at the image. Coffee shop. His grandpa.
Spitting image of Wayne,
Wayne
Rooney.
Wayne Rooney, yeah,
the young Wayne Rooney.
Yes, yes, yeah,
receding
Wayne.
And all, yeah.
Yeah, Wayne was a loose cannon, wasn't he?
Like the grannies,
he
Wayne.
Liked, he liked the gas top cookers, didn't he? The ladies of the night. Didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, 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 yes.
The older
gas
lady.
Top cookers.
Yep.
How are you, Big Drapesy?
I'm good. Very good.
Sorry, just touching me. There.
Touching legs on the table.
Didn't mind it. Stop it.
But yeah, enough about me. We've got a little gift for Chom. We need to get out and present to him. So should we get into that?
The care package.
The care package.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of heart and soul and creativity going to this. So let's get it out. Yes, mm-hmm. Where is it?
Just behind us.
Okay,
yeah. Exciting stuff.
Talk us through.
Here's one half.
Right. Oh, gee, it's a double.
It's a double package.
It's a double bagger.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'll talk you through. So I've got some jelly beans.
Oh, lovely.
Good for the glucose. I've got, holy moly. I've got a fair income Johnny Dorano here. I've got a porno.
Oh, lovely.
Mate, it's a good one. You know when there's black coverage over the magazine? That's not your soft yeah, kind of home by. Girls yeah. Setup. But that's very good for the testosterone.
Your first in the collection.
Yeah,
but.
Okay. Well, you enjoy that because we are visual animals and you need to feel alive. So that's good.
Thanks, mate.
Great.
Like hang on, there's more.
This is like father son.
Trade undies.
Oh,
because
perfect.
You're going to need those. 200 plus cap.
Love it.
More undies because you don't want to do washing, mate. Just wear them once
now,
and
so
throw them out.
Just like the old pan.
And some chicken bone broth yeah. in your street. So there we go.
Lovely, mate.
And Drapesy has.
That is perfect.
Gently simmered for over 12 hours.
Yeah.
That's got the best.
That was really real nice. Gourmet stuff.
That was like a father-son moment
yeah,
just
was,
there. Yeah, so mine.
In the Woolies bag.
Shout out to Tradie. Got more Tradie undies for you.
Oh,
lovely.
So you can throw them out after you use them, just like the pan you had in the kitchen. And lots of rock
oh,
bees.
Oh,
oh, yeah. Oh, they're good. They're lactose free.
Oh, I'll give you some too.
Can I please have a chocolate?
Yeah, you can. That'll heal the bones up.
Mate, they're but, yeah, good.
Crowy, look at that. That's for you, mate, because you'll look after the body. You get thanks, the protein folks. Back in the
muscle. Are you sponsored muscle? By Rockabies?
Maybe.
Mate, that's right. Cash cow.
Well, not bad, am I?
Lactose free cash cow. Mate, terrific. Look at that. You've got protein. I'm you've set. Got a little bit of arousal, some undies.
Some bone and broth.
I'm set, mate.
You actually are set. That is a good.
You're going to play in 5 weeks.
Has reduced me time considerably, I reckon. Yeah.
Very good. That's so now great. The good energy is flowing.
Yeah.
Just quickly, you boys, I'm a little bit undercooked here. I've been interviewing Gil McLachlan all day for Sir Doug Nicholls Round.
Mm-hmm.
So I haven't really seen this rundown. So you two fine media performers are going to really steer this show.
Yeah.
I'll come in with a bit of donk humour just to keep the downloads up. But I'm just saying, on, boys. And so far, you've started really well.
I've got something as well I can present.
Do you? Okay.
My goal of the year.
Oh, right, this was big news. Gee, that's nice.
You want to look around? Have a show and tell?
Please, please. The Phil Manassa medal. You know Phil Manassa? Collingwood player. Great kick, a long running goal, Phil Manassa. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it's beautiful. So I did see this. The announcement was made on the plane. You have a look at that, Chom. That's very that's nice, man. You'll kick one of those one day. They did it over the PA.
Oh, such a stitch up.
Talk us through.
Oh, they did the announcement that Sam Draper, make yourself known to staff.
Yes.
You have lost property here. And then I sort of did that. I was like, what's going on here? And then yeah, I figured out what it was. But, oh, it was so embarrassing.
Corny. It's real corn.
I was just sinking in my chair. It was, yeah. And then the whole plane was like, yeah.
And they all clapped you. Did you speak?
No, I just like showed it to him and then sat back down. But it was pretty embarrassing.
Don't be embarrassed. So the goal of the year puzzle is complete.
It's completed,
thanks
yeah.
to Kevin Aaron, the postman in the Western Suburbs. I think they made a call.
It must have been them, yeah. But yeah, when I put them on notice on the Sunday Footy Show, then yeah, stuff
you're
started happening.
Giving them a lot of credit, mate. You're getting paid by them, are you? The Sunday Footy Show.
I did get my a lot of credit today. That came.
Yeah,
you know that random prize pack.
Yeah. Lose prize
that's good.
Pack.
You
yeah,
some good stuff in there.
A couple of good things, a few random things. But
okay. Golf yeah. clubs?
Golf. Nah, no golf clubs. Oh.
Golf yeah. voucher. Shoes.
Golf shorts.
Oh, nice. Shorts.
I think Chom's prize pack's better than that.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's very good. Can we quickly touch on I didn't see a lot of your game.
Mm.
I saw Joe King, a lot of goals.
Yep.
Yeah. In the KO Mini. It was kind of all Joe.
Yeah, it was a bit.
So, yeah, you pulled up all right? Yeah, you seem to be going all right too.
Oh, yeah. It was probably wasn't a great game for myself, but yeah.
Can't dominate every week.
Yeah, that's true. But nah, they sort of got us in the second half. It's a weird feeling. We lost 4 in a row, I think, but yeah, it's not all doom and gloom.
Nightmare draw.
Yeah.
How's morale?
Good.
Good, yes,
yeah,
sweet.
All is good.
I'm coming out to training tomorrow.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to go and speak to that guy that I offended with. Has anyone done a knee yet? Can you show me who he is?
So I thought you knew who it was.
No, I don't know who he is. He's not the butcher. Is it the butcher?
It's a butcher, mate.
Anyway, I'm coming out.
Yeah.
Right.
This could be a bad homie.
He's a good man.
Didn't recall last time he came out.
No, mate. So let's not. We don't have never miss. We're not into voodoo. Weekend, we're not into voodoo.
Oh, yeah.
No, mate. I've been out and watch you train many times, and you always train well and play well.
Yeah. Okay, how do you know we changed our training?
I would say press release. Scotty's talking.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Okay, so you just relax.
Xander will be there?
He might be.
Ooh.
Yeah. So,
oh, it's dream time. All the big dogs will come out.
Dream time. Yeah, we'll talk about that later. Anywho, let's just stay on track. Your big show. Really good show. So we're dusting off old balls, young balls.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. You know, old balls, young balls. Bit of generation gap with the early 20s dudes.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about dacking.
Yep.
Because dacking's back.
Yeah.
I thought dacking wasn't kind of kosher in this modern world, but it appears to be. Everyone's dacking each other.
Yeah.
Rev ups. We're talking rev ups on the back of McCreary's mum.
Yep. Lovely.
Yeah. What you want in a rev up, your good ones, your bad ones, your indifferent ones. So that's cool. And we're going to check in with Goz.
Nice.
Because Goz is lovely. In Euroland, yes. Italy.
Kentucky tour.
Yeah. So, and there's feedback. Good feedback, I'm told. You get any feedback on your news breaking on Rowley doing reverse kangaroos?
No, did it get a bit of traction? I don't know.
It did.
So, I have from a very good source that it's.
It's true.
It's true.
I think lucky is the wrong word, but it's sort of underground language because I don't think your random media nerd knows what a reverse kangaroo is, to be honest.
Yeah.
Tom Brown know what a reverse kangaroo is?
Unless he does it himself.
Yeah. So I think you're talking to like a crew, and our crew know.
Yeah.
And think it's quite weird. I had a bit of a go, and it's easier said than done.
So you tried it today?
I did, yeah.
Do you want to talk us through that?
It had been a while for me. I mean, I think I'm going back to 03 when I last reverse kangaed, and that was on a footy trip. I thought, oh, rally. Obviously, there's something in this. to get in position is quite tough.
Yeah?
Like, I think you almost need to be fully derobed, put it that way.
Yeah.
There was
you tried to do it with jeans.
Boots and jeans going everywhere.
With those tight jeans, you'd have been no chance.
Nah, mate, no. And where I was, there was no fully taking the pants off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Save public. It for next time. Yeah.
You public? It was a public.
Public toilet. You reverse came into public toilet.
Well, I considered it and tried, but it's too hard.
Yeah, it's probably not a public one.
It's not very hygienic, mate, is it?
No, well.
You've got to grab onto the cistern.
The cistern, the porcelain.
Yeah. Let me touch one. Yeah.
I'll have another go home tonight.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay, maybe we all should. Let's report in.
Yeah.
All right, should we hit up Goz? I think we need to hit up Goz.
Hello, my tall friends, or should I say, Chamela Emiliati, which means hello, my tall friends in Italian. Sorry, just so caught up in the lifestyle over here. Ugh, so frustrating. If you can't tell, I am in Italy right now and just having a great time, you know, making friends with so many locals. Not a lot of tall people over here, so I'm like Godzilla over here, or as I say, Godzilla. Lots of stairs, which has been interesting. Also, a few observations here. Not many chickens. Haven't come across a chicken carcass yet, which is interesting. And there's just a lot of cigarette smoking going on. So yesterday, I don't know what happened. I just got caught up and started smoking some cigarettes with locals. And really regretted that decision because this morning the old lungs are feeling that one. But it's great. I'm having a great time. The trip here was... Honestly, Emirates Airlines, not a sponsored job, but I was in economy, but geez, I tell you what, felt like business class the way I was treated, like an absolute king. Just waking me up, bashing the trolley into my knees because I wasn't in exit row. Nope, no, I was in 77C. So that was pretty fun when I'm just falling asleep watching Top Gun and the lady with the trolley cart just smokes my knee and wakes me up. Obviously, Emirates Airlines, she was from somewhere else and the English wasn't great. So don't think she said sorry, or if she did, I couldn't understand it. So movies over here, they were good. Watched Top Gun, which upon reflection probably wasn't a great idea because a lot of planes were going down and I'm not the best flyer at the best of times. So that was pretty sketchy, but I was looking for, you know, as soon as the lights went down, I was looking for something a little, you know, touch of Thailand type vibes, and had a flick through and couldn't find any of the old adult movies. So that was disappointing. Would have been weird anyway if Anne had woke up and I was just watching something on the old screen. But anyway, it's great. You know, I'm learning Italian, as I said. Just becoming one with the lifestyle. I did check in on the Blues on the way over here, and I tell you what, fuck me, there's no amount of distance that can save me from this heartbreak at the moment. Put a line through us, but we are absolutely cooked. And I hope you ask a question this episode to Drapes if we're cooked, because I'll answer it. We are cooked. So, missing you all. I hope you have a great show. I'm sure you will. And I'll leave you with this. Buon spettolo, caservi un po' di caffè da pollo. Which means have a great show and save some chicken carcasses for me. Love you all.
That's our boy. That's pretty good. Pretty good report.
That was very good.
You guys in stitches. So Drapes will give us a bit of that gear for the next couple of weeks, but I think Chom's in.
Yeah.
Because getting back to you, have you had any feedback since your appearance on our show was about 4 days before you broke your leg, so it kind of took the gloss off. But did people hear you and were they impressed?
Yeah, had a fair bit of feedback, yeah. Yeah. Good feedback? Yeah.
Because bachelor's handbag is like in our vernacular now. Like everyone talks about it.
It's a good saying.
It's a good one.
It just encompasses the chicken.
Yeah, yeah, it does. Because we are a language.
Yeah.
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 And you speak it.
I do. Yeah.
That's cool. So on that, can we talk about this?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if it's by design, but I'm getting a lot of our fans ringing me at night.
Sorry?
Yeah. So my wife thinks I'm cheating on her because my phone lights up at like 11:30 on the weekends, flat knacker till about 2 a.m. And I didn't know who it was. I thought they might have been young female fans too, you know, seeing me on the news. But it turns out they're just lunatics filled with chicken carcass and piss, and they leave voicemails. And I think we've got one.
G'day, Nick. Just a couple of big donks here wanting to have a chat to you.
That sort of gear is what I get. And that was just one I kept. I had 20 of them.
How are they calling you?
I don't know. My number's out there somewhere. But you know what? I was going to say stop it, but I think deep down I love it. So keep doing it. Because eventually I'll be having a flat midlife crisis-y weekend, and I will pick up those calls and I'll hear every one of them and
wow,
speak to them.
That's good.
That's making you feel
my brother
really
included
good
as well.
Yeah, he speaks it. Yeah, he speaks big boy. We speak big boy. You are very good. Your footwear at the airport.
Yes.
Are you trying to feed the media a story you have plantar fasciitis?
Why?
Because people think you have plantar fasciitis because you are traveling in slides. Why
really?
Are you going to the airport in slides?
Socks and slides is like the most comfortable thing ever.
Welcome yes, back, Dad. True, I'm a slide wearer.
You
as well.
Slides, yeah.
Slide or Birkenstock. I also Birkenstock and sock.
Yeah,
Birkenstock
and sock.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, it's plantar fasciitis.
Mitch Cleary thinks you've got plantar fasciitis.
Really?
Because he said to me, "Why would he wear that?" I said, "Oh, comfort."
Yeah,
yeah.
And then people are like, "Has he got sore feet?" And I'm like, "Well,
looks pretty good, maybe. I reckon as well.
It looks good. Yeah, my feet are great.
Go to touch a Thailand if you have sore feet.
No, it's just great. Your feet are free for the whole flight. Like it's just really good.
I'm just telling you how the media works, mate. You're giving them a narrative. And if you want people to think you've got sore feet,
you should just say I have it.
Should
you get a scoop?
No, I'm not a scoopy guy.
You're
mate.
A scooper.
You know I'm not a scooper.
You're a scooper.
No, I am not. I feel like we've caught up. Should we rip into the show? Rip into the round?
Yeah, rip into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, good. Because I haven't watched much footy, so you guys need to shine
what
here.
What are you doing?
I called a game.
Yeah.
Had Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Get around my mum.
How is she? Still off you? Or
she's okay. I'm winning her back. So I just don't feel as informed. But I don't want to, I'm bearing the lead here. I've been called up for Dreamtime.
Oh, really?
So we are living the Dreamtime dream together.
Yes.
So there will be some moon balls and Draper's going to be marking them up there, big Drapesy, in there and fight. Okay, where are we going here? Yeah, I called and I called okay on the weekend. And unlike you, I gave 200 plus a plug,
really?
Mid-commentary.
Oh.
Here it is.
He's going to have to kick it every bit of 50. Runs round to the right. Connection no good. It's pretty much a set-up ball to the hot spot. Grundy! Oh, the big boys! The 200 pluses wax. And Grundy will have a shot from only 15 metres. He'd have to fall over to miss it. Nice contested grab by the big lad. Grundy from point blank kicks the goal and he's doing weird celebrations and the D's are right up and about now.
Oh, yes. There we go. Yes.
It's pretty good. Pretty good.
He's tickled his ball bag.
Yeah.
Very excited. So that's good. That felt good.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good.
Good call.
You got the good voice.
I think it's another rendition now. That's Big Grundy.
Big Grundy. The 200 pluses are waxing. You'd have to fall over to miss it.
That's good.
Very good. Yeah.
Well, I read it.
Get you in. So that's very good. All right. Let's rip into this round. Are the Swans cooked? Because that was the headline from ABC Sydney. So they listened to the show.
They did go with that, didn't they?
I think they're cooked.
Do you think they're cooked?
They
got North this week.
North this week.
Yeah,
they are cooked.
Yeah.
North will get them.
I'll tell you who's
back on the winners list.
Buddy's not cooked.
No.
I mean, they're kicking moon balls. So he's a bit quiet. I mean, he's 34. He's kicked 1,000-odd goals. But let's not say stick a fork in Bud just yet. He'll kick another 7 in a game.
I thought so. Not this week.
No, he's certainly not on Corey. Corey's out.
Corey's
not a Logie.
Logie will shut him out.
I just think he's just still a presence. I feel sorry for him because even when he is cooked, right? He might be cooked, right? Maybe Buddy's cooked. He's still going to get the best defender when he's cooked.
Yeah.
Some guys, when they're in their prime, don't get the best defender. So you're going to be a best defenderer.
Yeah.
Right? So even before you fully emerge, they're going to go, oh, Colman, he's got a bit about him. Take a pluck. Better put the best defender on him. And some spook is going to get the second and third defender.
And look like Buddy.
And look
like. Yeah.
But you'll get the big bucks. So that's okay.
Which we love.
I'll tell you who isn't cooked, who aren't cooked.
Who?
The Tigers. I went early.
Really?
Not for the first time. I went early.
Yep.
He's still sponsored by that nasal spray mob. Get us a bit, because I went early on Richmond.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you did say they were cooked, didn't you?
I did. They looked very tigerish. Mm. They looked. You've got to play them.
You were playing them this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. No, they just. You know when they've got that rolling maul and they're mauling and buzzing and Baker's going nuts. Yeah.
Dusty was back, wasn't he?
Hey,
Dusty.
Dusty was back. Broad's a gun. Not that you have to worry about this because you've got a lot of guns, but I just say they looked back. They didn't look cooked, so be ready.
Yeah, no, we'll okay, definitely you, ready. Yeah, you will
got be. Sampson yeah. Ryan this week.
Sampson.
See his little clip with Romy Bryan on Friday.
That's great.
I did see it.
His mum.
Yeah, that would be a very anxious time for you guys, Romy Bryan. Like, you don't know where the mic's coming from.
Oh, I've been exposed to it yet, but I think it's a hide in the corner gig.
Is it? No. Yeah. You're like chilled. You're funny. Yeah. Like, I think you just got to be you. You be you.
I'll be
you
right. I was more worried about if my dad got on there or something.
That'd be, I would love that. Family. Oh, or your brother.
Yeah,
your brother wants to show us your donk, Brian. Yeah,
probably. Oh, God, he's going to do it now. Yeah.
So. The best thing is if there's on the AFL Nation SEN football, if there's any opportunity to get down to the rooms, I'm coming down.
You will come.
I'll
this
be
time?
Doing roaming butts.
Because remember, you had the opportunity last time. You didn't.
I did, but I was. We've spoken about this. I was a bit crook. I was laying chickens out on my tail, like on my towel. Okay, so I'm better.
Gather around, got the better of you, didn't
touch wood.
Yeah.
So we're sort of getting onto the big issues here. Big Meeky's judo kicking again.
Is he?
Do we need to say something to Meeky?
Who did he get?
Gorn.
Oh.
Yeah. What do you think about it?
I don't like it.
No, I don't really like it.
Pretty, as a part-time ruck, I'm petrified of copping a knee to the ribs.
He would knee you.
He would knee
me. He's a big boy.
He's lumbering.
He was up against it, Gorn and Grundy.
He actually did well.
Let him have a judo kick.
No, let him judo. I mean, I didn't do it all day. And you know what? I'd give this to Meeky. When he judo kicks, he makes it count. Because Gorn, he went down.
Really?
And he almost killed Blitzarves.
Did he get a fine or anything?
He got $5,000.
$5,000?
So there's half your business class to LA at the end of the year, Meeky. So your missus will be saying, pull it in, son. Stop judo kicking.
$5,000?
Five, because it's his second offence.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Dan Richardson really clamped it down.
He did. What is Luke Jackson and Hodor? Oh, no, they dominated. Yes, I'm Shorty Darcy.
Sorry, Butts is just reading the run sheet.
Oh, yeah, I am. Sorry. Yeah. I'm very unprofessional here. They're back. Luke Jackson and Hodor.
And Hodor, yeah.
Yeah.
Hodor.
Hodor's good.
Yeah, he is.
He's a good player.
Big fella.
Have you ever come up against Hodor?
I did. I got a hit out against Hodor.
You take that.
Career highlight.
Well, how'd you get it?
I jumped on him. I was looking at him. He's staring me down. He's big, imposing figure.
He is.
Part-time rookie comes in. I was wearing a shinny this game, impact armour.
We remember this.
My one shin guard game after covert op. And set him down. And Goldie said to me as he runs up, he goes, jump. Just jump into him. I actually jumped over him.
Right.
Yeah. Shit. Just galloped over him.
Over the top.
Yeah,
I love that.
He's a solid base to sit on.
He just doesn't care. He just cops it.
He's not an aggressive man, is he? He's tough,
him.
But not mean. Yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Seems nice. Just
whacked on with him or anything?
Nah, no. But yeah, like you jump into his head and he just won't care.
He's I love that.
Yeah.
You genuinely bounce off him.
Yeah. He'll play country footy till he's 45. He's a campdown boy. Last one of you. We had Cuddly Clarko at the start of the year. Is he starting to edge up a bit?
Yeah. I've missed 2 weeks, so cool. I haven't been in the team meetings, but I think we might have had Prickly Clark on the weekend.
Oh, yeah. He gave the books. Kingy's feedback was kind.
Yeah, I think so.
Prickly Clark.
It was probably warranted, to be honest. Yeah.
You're entitled to a shit one.
Yeah.
Did you? I popped down to the club on Monday and the boys were doing Indigenous art.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, this is a great story. So, and the boys are all having a go. And they were really cool. Like, they were doing turtles and like Jai Simkin was leading
it.
It
was good fun. Yeah.
Yeah. Clark, were you there?
Yeah, group three. You missed me.
Oh, so I missed you. Yeah. I was looking for you. Yeah. Anyway, the boys were all having a go and they were actually quite good, but Clarko was doing this turtle and he was so sort of fizzed up to get his turtle right. Like it was a blue and white turtle and it kind of looked like a turtle, but also a footy field. And everyone's like, don't bag Clarko's turtle. But I love the fact that Callum Coleman-Jones perched himself next to Clarko after kicking 9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he was just like, I am not giving this bloke a chance not to sort of know about my 9.
Mm.
So big CJ.
He's had a good week.
Yeah, he's in.
Yeah, he's strutting around. He's got a bit of extra pep in the step this week, Siege, I think.
I think fair enough. His hair hasn't got much pep in its step, has it?
Yeah.
He's got a real sort of bowl cut.
I've seen somewhere during the week he's got the nickname the zombie. Yeah. I think
What's that?
I think he resembles one. Yeah.
He's a bit zombie-ish.
Yeah, he's got the Frankenstein haircut.
Yeah, it's very, what's that? I mean, is that cool? Or?
I think he pulls it off.
Yeah. That's good. What's his kind of sitch outside of the club? Is he a single guy or
recently tied down?
Big Siege. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Siege.
Yeah, he's a loving, big, friendly giant. Too, yeah, Siege. Really nice guy.
I love that he whacked on at the kebab bar. I just love that. Oh, I must say, you know what? And you can tell him this. I didn't quite make it as a player.
Yeah,
didn't you?
No, well, I didn't quite. But I got close. And people asked me who you were like, and I said I'm a shit version of Callum Coleman-Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just a bit shitter. Yeah, because I was kind of aggressive but inconsistent.
Could you take a big clunk?
Yeah, could clunk. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got photos.
Did you ever kick a bag?
Yeah, got a few sevens.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Loved the ruck.
Yep.
Got in a bit of a scuffle at a pie stand once. Mm. So yeah, he's my boy. So you can tell him that I'm living through him.
Oh, well, yeah, I'll pass it on. He'll love it.
Slightly better hair, I reckon I had, but
slightly.
And so that's good. Anyway, enough about me. Yeah, Drapesy, there's too much about
me. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am sure. Have we got some feedback? Surely, we've got a lot of listeners.
Yeah.
If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200-plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200-plus open group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level. Download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200-plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
Butts received many DMs with passionate pleas for him to continue with the donk chat after last week's forced apology.
That is true. All of you out there, I will be strong and continue to be me.
Yeah,
good. Because there was some great stuff, passionate stuff. Like donk talk gets people through. And one postman said, mate, I listened to your show on my post route, and he said, please keep it up because it gets quite boring sometimes. And he also sent me, this is fantastic, a map of every public toilet in Melbourne.
Oh, really?
Because he's been caught short and needed a pee or a poo a few times.
Did you help you out?
Yeah, so I've got it. I printed it off and laminated it.
That's great.
Yes.
A few more to reverse Kanga.
In fact, you'll be proud of me. You will be proud of me today, Josie. Sorry to digress, but I said we had the big Sir Doug Nicholls round thing at Marvel Stadium, and I had to park the car underneath, similar to where you boys do on game day, and it happened again. I'm going, oh, my goodness gracious. I'm going to
get your sheet out.
Beat myself. Well, I was thinking sheet. I don't know if I'm like a sort of, you know, an addict getting over this, but I had a Gatorade bottle in the car.
Oh, no.
Do I need to go again? But I saw an AFL employee and said, excuse me, is there a bathroom set up around here? Mm-hmm. And she said, I'll come into AFL house and use the facility. So I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
you pissed in Gil's house.
I did.
That's good.
Yes. So we are growing.
That's
because
good.
I was thinking of you going, what would Sam do here?
That's a bit, concerning, but good.
Yeah, good. Yeah. Good. Okay. More, continue, mate. You're doing well. You're both hosting well, boys. It's very good.
Chris Barnes.
Barnesy.
Taking a sip of drink with a mouthful of food is the most revolting thing I've seen, especially hot food and cold drink. Fuck you, Nick. You make me feel gross, mate.
What is this? When did I do that?
I think when you were
eating
chowing
chicken.
Down some chicken and washed it down with blue Gatorade.
That's probably fair. Okay. But at the time,
it was a big day. They
it was a big
know.
Day. I was just trying to get in protein and
electrolytes.
Sugar. Yeah, yeah.
What was
yeah,
that so last one? What were you doing? Heath Wallace.
See, that's very direct feedback. It's not very Craig McRae-ish, that.
No. Heath Wallace says, was there a fart at 47 minutes, 47 seconds?
It wasn't for me. Was there? So this is good. When you're struggling.
Fucking gods.
Okay, there was a fart.
There was a fart.
Jeez.
Snuck that one in there.
He's got good hearing. Heathy.
Hayden Smith. Oh. Bring back microphone head one day. Talking about the photo about me.
That's
joke.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah.
You got a nice head.
Probably not. That. Oh, shocking lid.
Will you ever shave it for charity or something?
Well, I'll say one day if I get rid of it, yeah.
Yeah. But would you go the microphone head or would you go the Callum Coleman Jones?
I don't know.
The zombie.
Nah.
We might have to get Zombie on.
Yeah. Get Zombie on.
I feel connected to him. The shit Callum Coleman-Jones. That was me. Oh, shit Kaczynski.
Nah, I can't do the shaved head. Unless you like a grow a beard or something. If you got a beard and a shaved head, it looks good.
You look good. Like Kelly Slater.
I can't do a beard. Okay. So. Sandy Sinclair getting around us. Best footy pod around. Fuck the haters and Little Hutchie. More Gatorade and Donk stories.
Yep, Sandy Sinclair, love
good.
You.
He gets it.
Riley Hodge, why does Butts look so sad on the news? What's going on?
Oh, I was crossing at the football.
Looking sad?
I don't think so. Might have to look back. Maybe I didn't want to be there. Okay.
Dale Holmes wants to know how many hot chooks we could do in one sitting.
Two.
I'm thinking two.
Two with condiments. You know, I need some mustard.
And stuffing.
And stuffing.
Yeah, we'll be on the stuffing.
Bit of butter.
Yeah. Towels, spare towels.
Yeah, a few towels.
Maybe some cheese.
Cheese. Just, are we rolling with rolls as well? Or are we just chicken and cheese?
Yeah, bread. Bread set up. Yeah, I'm bulking.
Dijonos.
Yeah, so we could. I love Dijonos. I do.
Andy Hammond has a question for Goz. Said, Goz, understand you do a few podcasts, but can you get me that NTF program? It's been weeks. That's the 9 to 5 fitness.
Yes, very good. Yeah,
Anabolic Goz, he'll get back to you. There's been a big backlog on them. Luke Baggio?
Baggio.
Butts looks like a poor man's Richo.
That's a bit harsh.
That's good.
Yeah, I do a little bit. We've told this before, but I have been misidentified for him a few times. In fact, this is a bit funny. many years ago when I was running around in the Richmond Twos, I got a bit of a side gig while I was at uni going to the clinics for the schools. You know, just like not the AFL clinics, but it was kind of, they badged me up as a Tiger.
Yeah.
So it was called like Tiger Club. And they'd go, I'll take a pen because you'll sign a few autographs and you're a legitimate member of the Richmond Twos. So fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had this big like 100 kids lining up one day. I thought, shit, this is all right. But they all thought I was Richo. And midway through, I thought, I may as well just start signing these as Richo. So I did.
Yeah.
Anyway.
They wouldn't know. You got mistaken for Mark Jamo once too.
Yes, yeah, almost got punched up for Mark Jamo. He's a naughty man.
That's my ruck coach.
It's him. Yep.
And Bo Downham, he sent in a pic of a social media post from a fan in Tassie who thought it was a photo with Alistair Clarkson, but it was actually Butts.
Okay.
Right.
And that's not too plausible.
I don't know if that's right. I think the young fella was speaking about Alistair Clarkson, but I think he said, and a commentator. So he didn't know who I was, but he didn't think I was Clarkson. I actually think he thought I was Alistair Lynch.
Yeah, maybe.
Because he did say...
You look a few people.
After I had the photo with him, which wasn't my finest photo, by the way. I look quite ugly. he said, thanks, Alistair. And I went, no worries, champ. Anyway, so Jesus. I mean, what am I supposed to do? No, tell him to bugger off and not have the photo. Anyway, good feedback. I'm a bit worried about looking sad on the news. I don't like that, so I better perk up a bit.
Mm. Yeah.
Right, the big issue brought to you by KPR Construction. Aaron and Kev Ramsey, the toughest men in the Western suburbs. Heard of KPR Construction, Chom?
Yeah.
They do the traffic and the cranes. Yep.
And the extortioning build. Stuff?
No. Not extortion. No, just a gentle reminder.
Okay.
They give a gentle reminder. Yeah. They're big and they're good supporters of the show.
Yep.
So this week we want to talk about the old rev up.
Mm.
So I'm a lot older than you. In my day, to smile in the pregame was pretty much frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so if you smiled, some dickhead would say, you on? You on, mate? And you'd frown again or like, you know, go and spew in the dunnies with anxiety or something.
Not toxic at all.
Hey, not toxic at all. You wonder why, and you worry about judgment and will you shit yourself today? Will everyone think you're a coward?
Good times.
Yeah, great times. So that's kind of how it was. And then before the game, you'd rant and rave and try to get fizzed up. But as we saw on the weekend with Bo McCreary's mum, she just went about it her own way.
Righto, boys. First of all, I just want to thank you all so much for the hard work that you've done so far this season, going out there and doing what you do best, playing exciting footy and winning. You make us all so proud. And what a special day today in front of all of your beautiful mums and partners. On Mother's Day, we're going to be out there. So go out there, make us proud. Believe in yourselves. Believe in each other. Chase that ball.
Okay, so that was cool.
Mm.
She was cool, and the boys pissing themselves laughing.
Yeah.
I just think he's so healthy.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if I was ever to want to come back for one more game, even at a shit level, maybe with Fats, because Fats is playing in the under-40s, over-40s.
Over-40s, yeah.
I want to feel what it's like to run around with a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Because well, I used to get pretty nervous
and
play on fear like a horse. Talk to me. What do we think? Is the old-fashioned rev up dead and is the joke cracking the go? Or is, my big question, is McCreary's mum going to stand up in a big final, in a prelim? In a prelim, are you rolling out McCreary's mum or is it a bit of, bit of spine tingle and stuff? This is a serious question.
They might get her back. They play pretty well.
Well, that's true. Talk to me.
Well, I reckon it was great.
Yeah, it was.
I reckon that is spine tingling stuff.
You're right.
You're getting revved up. Like, it's Mother's Day. It's a big occasion.
Don't want to let down mum.
No, you don't.
No, this is good.
Is the old knuckles curly rev up done? If you're even a local coach, are you giving that away?
Time and place.
Time and place, yeah. You can't be on all the time like that, but Scotty gets revved up.
It's cool. Love. I mean, I think every now and then you need it.
Mm.
I was thinking about the ones I really remember. Like, I'm out of footy 9 years. Jack Cale was an amazing orator. And he did one, and weirdly it was about mums and dads as well. This is the only time, you know, people go, it could run through walls. Like, it really had me fizzing and wanting to play even like 20 minutes before the game, because he did this story. He was a great storyteller about making your parents proud. Mm. And he said, your parents are probably sitting up there in the stands and they've driven you to footy since you were 7 and they've cooked your pancakes and they're up there watching you today. And this is as much about them as it is you. And you want it. We want you going back with a fly to the ball and doing something brave and have your dad up there going, that's my fucking son. And it got me.
Mm.
It got me when it actually like flipped my form. I was going shit house and he's, that's my fucking son speech. Because dad had flown over.
Yeah.
So I reckon the timing was right. But that was like just one I remember. But a lot of them are just, mate, let's get on with this.
Yeah. So you weren't a headless chook that game?
No, I was inspired. Yeah. That's my fucking son.
Anyway. Yeah, well, there you go.
So that was my experience with it. So that wasn't a full rant and rave. That was a story.
Mm.
And I think if you're a good storyteller, you can do it.
Yeah.
Fair?
I reckon.
You always seem fizzed, which is awesome. Like, you obviously don't waste energy before the game.
No.
You leave it for going through the banner.
Yeah. Play. No, I get fizzed up during the game, but boys are relaxed. You don't want, it's not like your toxic environment back in the day. It's not good for anyone, but no, just good vibes and get up and about.
What about the Anzac Day ones? Has anyone ever done a war one?
Yeah, we have.
They can get you.
This year,
they're good, but you've got to be really careful drawing parallels between war and footy. Yeah.
I mean, it has to almost come from a digger,
doesn't
it? Or...
Oh, we did, not pre-game, we had a great speech from Graham Corns, who served the Vietnam War the week Anzac. Clarko got him on Zoom, and that was unbelievable.
Fair dinkum. Full attention. Can you give us a bit? I love Graham. Like, and I know how passionate he is. Can you, well, what did he go with?
He pretty much just gave us an overview of his life. So he played a bit of footy at Glenelg when he was, I think, 17, 18, and then, got called up to serve 2 years in Vietnam, and then talked us through that and talked us through how the footy club actually like helped him fit back into society when he come back. It was a support network, and he really, really worried about people that didn't have that support network when they come back.
Yeah, because a few struggled.
Yeah, that really hit home. That was special.
Right.
Yeah.
About cherishing what you've got.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we had 5 past players come and speak on Anzac Day week. That was pretty good. They didn't really say much because they don't talk about it kind of thing. So that was pretty...
Oh, these were diggers. These are Vietnam vets or Second World War.
Vietnam.
Wow. Yeah.
Which is pretty crazy. Yeah. Like, because they don't want to talk about it. It's like, fuck, it must be... Yeah. Pretty it's hard to...
Draw the parallels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we got it pretty good.
That we do.
Yeah.
good. All right. So let's close this up for KPI. I think we summarise that by saying a bit of laughter's good.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of storytelling's good.
Yep.
No useless ranting and raving.
Yep.
And if dudes want to smile pre-game and laugh, as long as you switch on, I guess, far better. Modern psychology, because you waste so much energy.
A rocket
doing
is
shit.
Good every now and again, though.
Oh, a bit of a rocket. Yeah. Fuck the wheel! Fuck wheel! Fucking get him off! Rocket, 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 rocket.
I can't think.
Old balls, young balls. Right. Cadman and Jackson both got their cracks exposed. Jackson was unbelievable. So Jackson managed, like, lost his dax and just continued to show poise and snapped a goal.
Really?
He did. And Cadman, the poor bugger, just got dacked and he fought back to Murphy and pushed him over and... Well, he got a free kick, didn't he?
Yeah.
And Murph got a grand.
You'd be fuming.
You'd be fuming.
I'd be fuming.
Yeah. Because you can't.
You're sexually assaulting someone.
Well, that's very strong.
There's a case there. Sam. There is a case
there. He's very strong.
Getting his bum well out the whole
MCG.
Don't 40,000
people. Pick this up and run with this story. It is, they did not sexually assault him.
What was the other way? If he's pulled the front down and his donk's out.
Pulled the donk
that's
down.
That's sexual assault.
It's toxic. Masculinity.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he meant it. I grabbed Cameron Cloak on the ball bag. I didn't mean it. And, you know, I was grappling and grabbed his full lolly bag and he went down. Is that sexual assault?
Maybe.
No, it wasn't. I said, sorry, bud, I didn't mean to grab
him. Case there as well.
Jesus
You
just
outed yourself.
Ooh, we get goals back. okay, so is dacking a thing? I must say I thought dacking was done.
No.
No, is it's back?
No,
it's still a thing?
Yeah, it's in vogue. Yeah,
is
it's
it?
Good.
Yeah. Who's brought it back?
Well,
you young punks.
Adam Bonner likes stacking in the gym at North Melbourne.
Stacking in the gym?
Yeah, it's classic.
Right.
It's typical.
Yeah. Middle shoulder press and the ducks fall down.
Yeah, right.
It's a good gag.
So when you're fully engaged.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
We're at peak, locked out.
Yeah.
It's optimal time.
It's
to
like
back.
in the movies when the guy's like on the bench press and he gets shivved. Because he's locked out.
What was that?
Like there's always a shibbing, always a stabbing.
Is it? Yeah.
On the
stabbing on the incline. Yeah.
I can't say I've seen that.
Yeah. No, you need to watch a few more prison movies.
Okay. I actually have been dacked. I've got a good story.
Here you go. I love a dacking story.
I got drafted in 2019. Been at the club for 3 weeks. And we used to have a little mini basketball ring out at the front of the gym. And when the boys congregate there before rolling out to training or into the gym, we'd shoot a few hoops, play one-on-one. And my third week at the club, I was eager and impressed, make some friends. Jared Pollock goes, hey, mate, like, do you want to... 1v1 me, I said, yeah, right.
Yeah, 1v1 me.
Throwing the ball and he's gone through the legs around the back and then he's throwing the ball high up into the air. And obviously I've followed the ball and he's reached down and gone whack.
Jocks, like an alley-oop.
Jocks and shorts.
Dak.
The double whammy.
Yeah, he's gone both. Most embarrassing moment of my entire career.
Was there a crowd?
Yeah, about 20 waiting to go on the track.
Oh, yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Still remember for that.
Yeah, early doors to a young kid.
Yeah.
But it didn't hurt you, did it?
Oh, maybe stronger.
Yeah, it did make you stronger. Early,
yeah.
What were you packing heat down there or? Like, how was the...
I'd done a bit of a warm-up, so I think I had a bit of a footy donk.
Yeah. Right. No, not good. Not it wasn't probably great. Skins, probably the skins or something.
It wasn't Cody Wakeman-esque.
No, it wasn't the song, no.
Mine's a little bit like yours, because I was saying to producer Baldy, this spate of dacking is bringing back a bit of anxiety for me. Because you might be the same. When you see a bare ass like that, does it bring back the Pollock incident to you?
And like the embarrassment? PTSD, it flashes.
Yeah. Because I was a bit like you. I was in year seven at lunchtime walking across the oval and I remember having a really good mental health day. Like I was happy and strutting and I had a pie and a big M.
That's
so
a
little
day.
Bit
it's
like
combo.
The guy that shot, I was locked out.
Yeah.
Like I had my hands full. I never had great peripheral vision. I should have known there was an older boy sneaking up behind me and he just dacked me mid-oval, mid-lunchtime, boys and teachers everywhere, female teachers.
Yeah.
And you know what they say, the psychologists say about your adrenaline fight, flight, freeze? I froze. Didn't know what to do with my pie. Dacks are at the ground. And then I remember coming out of the freeze, which it must have been 45 seconds of me just standing there, my penis getting smaller. Some older kid yelled out, Butler's a skin box. Butler's a skin box! And that's when I came out and like dropped my food lunch and pulled up my pants.
Because
I only had minimal pubes. And I was like, mate, I've got a few tufts, brother. Like, there's pubes there. Come and look closer. But anyway, so that's skin box traumatic. Yeah. Is when I saw Cadman, and I'm thinking he's only young, skin box Cadman.
Yeah.
It's just rough.
But it's too traumatic. Yeah.
Commentators love it. Dwayne Russell loves a dacking more than anyone.
Really?
He goes, oh, he's been dacked! He's been dacked! That's as good as it gets! So you get dacked this week, I'll be really going bunter.
I hope not. There's not much going on down
anyway,
there.
Anyway, so we're a bit all over the place around here, but that was old balls, young balls. We can categorically say dacking is still a thing. Righto, boys, 200 plus blue bet, big balls, multi. Geez, we did our balls again, but we were so close. Gorney let us down. If he didn't get fly kicked by Meek, he would have kicked too. So Darcy Moore, courtesy of Tyler Hurd, did take the four marks. I could go with Tyler Hurd right now.
I thought they were all made up names. They're actually real people.
They're real. Raw dogging Finlayson, he is on fire. He kicked the three. Thank you to Henry Cooner. I could go with Henry Cooner. Jaya missed, didn't miss. He kicked one thanks to Quinn Howell. And I haven't really got one there. Max Gorn 2+, Julesy Sewell, shit out because he only kicked one. But he got fly kicked by Meek, so we should get a payout there. If he didn't get fly kicked, he would have done that. Anyway, we're down a bit, but we are going to continue to look to the village because when you're struggling, Chom, you look to your village. Okay, we're going to get out of this together. So I believe we're going to open it up to some other sports, which I think is a very good idea.
Yeah.
No, there's golf on, there's NBA. We can't rely on the big men of the AFL to carry us.
Big men around the world.
Big men around the world.
Very good.
Okay, this is good. So we're going to get into it. So we did put it out to the village. Chom, can you sort of have a look at what sort of gear we got? A
couple of good submissions here. We've got Al Hunt 128. Butts to get a multi wrong, paying $1.05.
Well, that's fair feedback, I must say, at the moment, because I have been shocking. So fair enough, Al Hunt.
Mac Wareham. Butler to get told off by his mum, paying $1.80.
No, I'd be saying it's $1.25 after this price. Show.
Nicholas.
But fair.
Luke Mackay, butts to French Kiss Chom live on the potty.
Oh, I've just had lolly.
I had a chewy before.
It was gorgeous. He's got beautiful soft lips. He's got beautiful soft lips.
Thanks, Luke.
I kissed a boy and I liked it. Cheeked up that cherry chocolate.
That's
I'm
right
a bit
me.
Fizzed up now.
Yeah, this has made butts as a year.
Felt better. Felt better than it should have, to be honest. Anywho, after all that.
Moving on, Lockie Johnson.
Yeah.
Again.
Guys, 2.5 plus sickies from 9 to 5 fitness due to back soreness.
Yeah, that's fair. He gets a good back. Yeah. Sweaty from that behavior. Yeah. Righto, so let's get serious, shall we? After all that, no more kissing each other and all that sort of behavior. Save that for the footy trip. This is the multi, okay? We're due. We are Stewie due, and this is the one that's going to get us back. Chili Farmer, Luke Jackson, one goal. Well, he kicked one with his dacks down, so that he should piss that in. Tyler Gray believes Oscar Allen will kick three goals. Who do they play? They play Hawthorn. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Reed Cup.
James Fowler believes Tom Hickey, 3+ tackles.
Ooh.
Hick wasn't.
Is Hickey playing?
No, he is. He didn't play that well last week, but he needed, like a horse, he'll needed a back. Run. Better for the run. Jack McThree. Jack McThree. Liam Jones, 4 marks. He should. Intercept marker. You should get that. And the bonus is Tony Finau to make the cut at the PGA. And he's a big man, Finau. Bit of a loose drive, but let's hope he can hit it straight. And that is the multi. So we'll quickly run over that again. Luke Jackson to kick a goal. Oscar Allen, 3 goals. Tom Hickey, 3 tackles. Liam Jones, 4 marks. And Tony Finau to make the cut at the PGA. We'll post that on our Insta later in the week with all the odds. And remember, the only way you can get this bet, not at the other flog bookies, you get it through our friends at Bluebet. Remember, what are you really gambling with? For a free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelpline.org.au. Well, boys, gee, it's been a good show. Creative. We explored areas and
we did.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Take him out back and strap
no, 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 no. Not at all. I mean, it's okay. Like, you can explore things. That's fine. you play well.
You commentate well.
I will.
I want you better pump me up.
I want you playing like a wild rhinoceros.
I'll be rhinoceros
through the front of the square.
Yeah.
Against Samson Ryan is going to be hanging off your boots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's going to be hanging off your boots in the commentary box?
I think Scotty Lucas is there.
You're all over
former
him.
Bomber.
Yeah.
No, he's the special comments.
Yeah.
And I don't know, maybe Derm.
Oh, Derm. You and Derm, you're practicing set shots.
Yeah, with bourbon
yeah.
glass.
Yeah.
So, very good. And what about you, Chom? You get into your boxing?
Yeah, set of boxing chill weekend. Watch the game.
Bit of COD.
Use a few 14-year-olds.
Yeah, okay, package. Yeah, got jocks.
Got me porno.
Yeah, you porn, got your porno. Rockaby, bone broth.
Yep.
Sorted.
Okay, should we sing something to send us out? We work to earn a living, then the weekend comes a time. You can do whatever turns you on, kissing charm on the lips. Me, I like football, but there's other things around. When you line them up together, the footy wins hands down. Up there, big drapesy, in there and fight. Out there and Adam, show them you might. Get me off, that'll do. Righto, that'll do us. Remember, follow 200 Plus on iHeart, Spotify, or subscribe on Apple or wherever you listen to your podcasts. If you haven't opened your Neds app lately, then you've been missing out on plenty of 200 Plus action. Neds is a one-stop shop for everything social betting and banter. So head to the 200 Plus Open Group and see what I've been backing every round of the footy. And there's lots more. A bit of shut-in special work on a Wednesday and a Sunday. Love my Angle Park Dogs in SA. And look out for me down in Tassie. I love my Lonnie Knights. There's specials galore and it's great fun. So make sure you take it to the Neds level. Download the Neds app today and stay up to date with all the 200 Plus action. T's and C's apply and are available on the Neds website. You win some, you lose more. For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.